Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app, which you could download from your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once you got the Odyssey app downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio and favorite us, and that's it. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay. You got chapters. You can go back for a couple of days and listen. It's a great little thing to have. Podcast, you can find us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, WILKNewsRadio.com. You can listen live there. Or your smart speakers, just tell those little suckers to play WILK News Radio, and you can hear us live. It is 4:11, 23 degrees on this Monday, December 15th, 2025. It's a lot going on, and we're going to cover a lot of different topics today, And this segment here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about how it's time to be hyper-vigilant as Americans, not only here in America, but especially here in America, but anywhere in the world. If you're traveling this holiday season, if you are going out, if you are going to the malls, if you're going out to eat, I'm not telling you not to do things. I'm just telling you to be hyper-vigilant and be prepared to defend yourself if necessary. Just be prepared to defend yourself if necessary, because there's a lot of things that have happened, are happening, and the warning signs are all flashing red. You had the D.C. National Guard incident where an Afghan rebel, an Afghan interpreter came here, not vetted properly, executed an act of terrorism, executed a National Guard member and seriously wounded another. You have this recent incident that we're going to talk about later in the show in Australia, 15 dead, where these terrorists opened fire on a beach community in Australia. You have Syrian soldiers in Syria, our soldiers, U.S. soldiers, three, two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. interpreter murdered from a Syrian military member who opened fire on them just earlier in this weekend. You have this L.A. New Year's Eve plot that was just foiled today. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Now, that appears to be more homegrown terrorists, but this is an anti-establishment, anti-ICE, anti-police, pro-Palestinian group that determined to cause mass havoc in the L.A. area on New Year's Eve. And Brown University, we're still looking into that. We really have no basis on what happened except that there are deaths. There was a shooting, and the community is on alert because the suspect is still at large. So we don't know a lot of what's happening. But what we do know is just last week, the director of national counterterrorism, Joe Kent, who is a special forces, was 75th Ranger Regiment, special forces, now is the director of national counterterrorism, gave a pretty dire warning just last week. And I was listening to it, and I had the honor and privilege to speak to an Air Force Brigadier General, an Army Colonel, former CIA operative, just this weekend, who I am friends with. And we discussed this, and their warnings were that everything that they're seeing, every light that they see flashing is saying that cells are going to be activated not only across the world, but here in America. And again, it's not a time to be afraid. It's not a time to panic, but it is a time to be hypervigilant and be ready. Know your surroundings. Know where you're going when you go to crowded places. You know, I'm sure that everyone who went to the beach in Australia never suspected that they'd be under fire for 20 minutes from two individuals with different types of weapons, bolt action weapons and shotguns. And we've seen the carnage there, 15 dead and multiple dozens wounded. But here is the director of counterterrorism, Joe Kent, just last week, giving us a warning that I think every American, and especially, you know, my friends and listeners here, should pay attention to.
We've made significant progress under President Trump's leadership. We have the jihadis of ISIS and Al-Qaeda on the run in Iraq and Syria, thanks to the decisive action and the strikes that we've taken there recently since President Trump took office in January. However, we have a persistent threat from the individuals that were allowed into this country by the previous administration. The number one threat that we have right now, in my view, is the fact that we don't know who came into our country in the last 4 years of Biden's open borders. What we have identified is alarming, and I want to share that with you today. We just recently put out a warning of the heightened risk of terrorist attacks posed to the homeland by terrorists pretty much of all stripes, but in particular from ISIS and from Al-Qaeda. NCTC has been crunching the numbers and going through the sheer volume of known and suspected terrorists that are in the country that came in under the Biden administration. So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases facilitated their entry into the country, just like the entry of the Afghan terrorists who committed the terrorist attack here just before Thanksgiving, killing one of our National Guard members and wounding another. That Afghan was brought into the country as a group of over 100,000 Afghans who were brought here during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. These individuals, despite what has been reported, were not vetted properly to come into the United States. The individual terrorist who committed the attack in D.C., he was vetted to serve as a soldier in Afghanistan. The Biden administration essentially used his tactical level vetting as a ruse to bring him here and to bring him into our communities. And we've seen the tragic results of that. Now, that Afghan, that attacker, that terrorist is just one of 88,000. We've identified 2,000 of that group of 88,000 who have ties to terrorist organizations. We're working right now hand in hand with DHS and with the FBI to run down this 2,000, the Afghans who came here under Allies Welcome who have ties to terrorist organizations, and additionally the other 16,000 individuals with ties to terrorist organizations that Biden let into our country. That is probably the top terrorist threat that we face right now, and that doesn't include the individuals who came here illegally through the open border. That number alarmingly remains unknown at this time. We're trying to figure out who those individuals are as well.
So that's Director of National Counterterrorism, Joe Kent, saying that there's hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, 18,000 known or suspected terrorists. Now, to put that in perspective, 18,000 alone, that's 360 per state. Known or suspected terrorists here in America, here, right now. That Afghan refugee program, 100,000. 2,000 of them have ties to terrorist organizations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Every person that I know that has worked in counterintelligence, that has national security level clearances, and do this for a living, and I'm talking brigadier generals, colonel, former CIA agents, are saying that it's going to get critical here at our homeland. Now, what triggers that? If it triggers that, do we track these people down? I think we should be doing all of the above. But with everything we see going around the world, especially this incident in D.C. with our National Guard, this terrorist execution where they tried to shoot two of our guardsmen in the heads, successful in killing one, not the other. The Syrian military operative turning against our U.S. soldier allies, killing two and an interpreter there in Syria. This incident in Australia. It's a time just to be hypervigilant. And that's really the only warning I want to give you. Listen, this time of year, anytime there's crowds, New Year's Eve has always been a heightened alert status for anything, especially if you're going to somewhere big, which since I stopped working, I never do. You know, I like to keep my New Year's very calm, quiet, and as intimate as I possibly can. You know, I've worked Times Square when I was still working. It's not something I would ever suggest or recommend. But anywhere this time of year, anything, any large gatherings, any place you need to be, make sure you're prepared to defend yourselves and your loved ones. Have the conversations with your loved ones. You know, the what ifs. I know they're not pleasant to have, and I'm not talking about scaring them. Just go through scenarios. Hey, if something happens, this is what I want you to do. If you're out shopping with your family, two sets of keys. Make sure your wife has a set. I understand you're going out, you're driving, she doesn't need keys. Maybe you're going with her, you don't need keys. Yes, you do. Because if something happens, they need to get to that vehicle and get out of there. You know, I've told my wife many times, I can't worry about you and defend myself at the same time. I can't go towards danger if I'm also worried about you and my children or my grandchildren or whoever that is. You know, my first primary concern is getting them X-filled out of the area, getting them off the X, as we like to call it. So if something needs to be done and I'm capable of doing it, I can. You know, and that could be rendering medical aid to someone who's already injured or dealing with a danger. But you can't properly do that if you're worried about your own loved ones. You need to get them to safety. You need them to know what they're going to do so they don't freeze and panic. And listen, I've seen the best of them freeze and panic. And the more you drill this into them, the more something like this is talked about, the more just as you're wandering down the mall aisle and you're saying, okay, you know, if something happened here, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go. Look, where's the exits right now? You know, as casually as you possibly can, and make it the course of every day. Make it the course of just what you do. We live in dangerous times, and there's the National Director of Counterintelligence telling us there's tens of thousands of people who want to wish us harm, that want to cause harm, that have a history of causing harm here in our homeland, here, and we don't know where they are. And again, our agencies can only do so much. A lot of times it is up to, look at this incident in Australia, and we're going to talk about it. You know, it was a resident who charged him unarmed and wrestled the gun away from him. And he was shot in that process, but was able to get a gun away from him. And for about 5 minutes, that individual was unable to shoot because he had to retreat back to where his son was to retrieve another weapon to open back fire. So that 5 minutes, how many people did that hero save? And that could be anywhere. And we've seen it. Look at the National Guard in D.C. after executing one by shooting them in the head and shooting another in the head. Another National Guard member with a pocket knife took him on. With a pocket knife. So, again, it's time to be hyper-vigilant here in America because there's a lot of warning signs flashing. And, you know, we can't become complacent how open our borders were for the past 4 years. And again, as he said, 18,000 known terrorists or suspected terrorists that we know of here. 100,000 came in vetted through this Afghan project. How many came in that we don't know about? How many paid extra to the cartels to get in here undetected? Those are the ones that we're truly scared about. Those videos at the border that I've played here for you on the radio, to where people have said, "You'll know who I am." Remember that guy? Somebody confronted him and says, "You'll know who I am, Middle Eastern gentleman." It's in the nation somewhere. It's 424 here at WILK.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, "That sounds fun," to, "In this weather, what if my asthma acts up?" I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.